Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are. And I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. And we're talking about how to dealing with in-laws. We gave you Awesome Sounds, Girly Rob. That's all to you. And yes, we're sitting on 7 minutes just after 2. Muruti, there's a call from a family member. Let's take that one and then come back to you. Hi, family. How are you? Tatani Makamu. How are you?
Ifukile mzana.
Ah, ifukile.
Amen. At least you are quite a couple of women.
I'll get there.
Prophet. Yeah. Prophet, I'm saying.
I'm saying that I'm
not going to. I'm ifukile. Thank you. Man, I'm not going to be a prophet. I've seen a couple. A shokana. Bashade. Lo muntu lolo lo mfana lolo uhlala kubo ekhaya uma awaqala kusebenza ke wahlala kubo bamakhela indlu khona la egardini la wakhela umama nobaba uma hola uza naye kubaba nomama then ke washada bamlobolele imali yakhe uma holile uyinikeza ubaba nomama or ahamba uyoyiphuzela then ukudla udle ukudla uthengelwa ubaba ibrook uthengelwa ubaba onke lokhu nomakoti naye uthengelwa ubaba so ekugcineni we must remember ukuthi amakhosikazi wethu ayafuna ukuba independent kuthola ukuthi independence le bayifunayo akayitholi na ngoba the Bible says ukuthi na the two shall become one. They must leave their parents bayobambana bobabili legude le they start a new family le not a continuation ya kwamakamu imphetho kamakamu so ekugcineni bagcine bahlukana because umakoti wayengazwani nomamazala baxabana njalo sometimes uthola ukuthi na mafike endlini umgwenyane umabuya lapha ibuyela khona robo ibhuri yathola ukuthi umakoti ushayiwe awazi ukuthi na ulamula bani robo bathola bayalo unkosikazi nomamakho kuzalayo wena amagama awazi ukuthi ulamula bani ngoba lo unkosikazi wakho lo umamakho awazi ukuthi uma nobani ekugcineni ugcina ukukhuluma isilungu esingekho sithi blood is thicker than water kungcono ngixoshe lo mfazi uyunderstanda le nto lela so abantu mabafunde umfana makafunde ukuthi uma ngabe uyasebenza makaphume endlini ayohlala le so that kungabi ne-conflict la number 3 ikhona enye ngiyibukile futhi ngiyayibukela namanje angazi ukuthi nayisolva kanjani or maybe le you understand yokuthi umamazala uhlala kabo kwamkwenyana you understand? Unako kwakhe. Yes. Unako kwakhe kodwa umamazala uhlala kwamkwenyane, uphekela umkwenyane, unkosikazi womkwenyane avuka ekuseni ayemsebenzini kusala umamazala la. You understand? Angazi ukuthi na le nto le lapho iba into enjani. And iyanxaka angazi ukuthi na ngizothi ishangano ra sivenda ra yini ora no culture angazi angazi mama so bengithi mayilungiswe lento lela ukuze imishado ilunge inkosi yomsana ayibuthi
thank you Tatani Makamu is concerned about how things are run in families, and he's encouraging that the Bible says the two will be one when they leave. They can be one when they, he says they can be one when they leave mom and dad, especially a man. He says, you know, in some situations you find that this young man grows up at home, they buy him food and everything, and they build a room for him in the backyard. And when he gets married, he brings his wife right here, and they buy everything for them, which is not how it's supposed to be. You find that the father-in-law is the one who buys their food, their clothes, and everything for them. And he says in some instances, you find that the mother-in-law, the wife's mother, stays in their house with them. And when the wife goes to work, the mother-in-law cooks for the husband and takes care of the husband. Hey, he says, no, can we avoid such things so that we can have successful marriages, godly marriages? Muruti? Oh, let me take a family member first and then come back to you again. Family, hi.
Hi, sisibongile ninjani.
Sikhona baba unkosi, wena unjani?
Ah, Jesu inkosi yabusa. Mfundisi wami ninjani lapha. Yaphila ninjani baba unkosi? Ah, Jesu inkosi yabusa mfundisi wami.
Amen.
Mfundisi lento okhuluma ngayo. Hey, angiboni ukuthi mina nawe singakhona ukuyiqeda mfundisi. Impela ngobe isuka kude lento lena.
Yeah.
Umshado lithi abantu abamnyama kwakuyilegacy. Uma mina ngishada kuthiwa ngikhulisa umndeni.
Yeah.
Then usho ukuthi ngibalelwa kuphi? Ngibalelwa kubabami nabafowethu nabodadewethu, sibalwa sonke, sikhulisa umndeni wakwaNkosi. Then kusho ukuthi kuyosebenza umthetho kabani lapho, umthetho
kaNkosi. Yeah.
Ngobe sikhulisa umndeni kababami, angizakhele wami umndeni. Yila inkinga ikhona khona, ngobe kusho ukuthi unkosikazi wami uyophathwa umndeni owashaywa ubaba. Ney'ngane zami ziyophathwa umndeni owashaywa, umthetho owashaywa ubaba. Hhayi umthetho thina esizenzele wona, kuyangesimo. Noma isimo sesishintshile, siyolokhu sisebenzisa lo mthetho kababa. Yilapho-ke inkinga bese seyiba khona, sisibongile. Ngobe ngangitshela abantu ngithi, uyabona umfundisi ohlala kuma-suburbs, anomuntu omncedayo endlini. Angeke akhona uku-advisa umuntu oshadile onganamuntu omncedayo endlini. Ngobe le ndoda izothi uma ithi unkosikazi akangiwashele, athi ziwashele. Angithi naye vele unkosikazi wakhe akawashi, kunomuntu owashaye. Manje nala le ndoda angeke ikhone ukuphatha le khaya esimeni esishintshile, ngoba usaphethe umthetho wakudala, umthetho kababanje. Manje iy'nkinga lento sisibongile kakhulu. Iy'nkinga and le ekhulunywa ubaba uMakama yokuthi umamazala uhlala nomkhwenyana. Inkinga yokuthi thina abantu abamnyama sikholelwa kuma-old age home. Abodadewethu bonke abashadile, abafowethu nathi sishadile, umama sekahlela i-one ekhaya. So kufanele kwenzekeni manje. Ngoba akakholelwa kuya kuma-old age home. And nathi siba namahloni ukuthi umamethu angaze aye kuma-old age
home.
Sola sesilwa sodwa. Sikhona. So kufuneka omunye amthathe ayohluphekisa umntwana. So kufuneka ngimthathe ngizohluphekisa unkosikazi wami, anakekele mina, anakekele umamami, ngapha bamshayele umthetho. Afuna ukuthi kubuse umthetho wakwakhe la emzini wami. Unkosikazi wami enze ngendlela yakhe la emzini wakhe.
Hey, tough one, Babu Nkosi. Thank you so much. Wow, Babu Nkosi says that now he's talking about culture, how culture does the whole thing, that you find that when somebody gets married, it is said that the wife is for everyone. And so what the family would say is, we are building our father's name and legacy. And so whatever that, whenever this woman or these men marry and take women in, they are taught the rules on how their father or their great father did things, and so they are going to practice those things in this house because they are just building the legacy and the name of their own where they come from. And so you find then that it becomes a problem. It becomes a serious matter on how to deal this with this, because it means that, he says, it means that that man won't know how to lead his own family, but he will bring whatever that he has learned from home. And so this wife has got to learn things that were done in this house and continue. So this is how they raise their children and do their things culturally. And he says, because now going to what Pastor Makamu said as well, when it comes to the mother-in-law staying in the house, he says, because we as black people, we don't believe in old age homes. We never take our parents to old age homes, but we bring them into our houses, and then our wives have got to deal with our moms. And you find that the mother-in-law wants things to be done her way in your house as the son, not respecting your wife as your wife, but desiring and commanding that things be done her way in your space, in their culture, you know. And she calls the shots in your house as the son, which now will make the staying together between husband and wife a tough thing to do. Moruti, your comments before we take another?
Yeah, you see, this whole matter, I can sum it up briefly in the following way. That the only way to attend to this matter and to be able to find a solution to this is to understand where you're coming from. Remember that we're talking here to believers. We're talking here about people who believe in the word of God. We're talking here about children of God.
Mm.
We're talking about culture and other things. Now, if you are going to do things according to the word of God, then it brings the understanding that when you get married, you leave your father and your mother. That means including everything, traditions, culture, everything, you leave it behind.
Mm.
And to focus on the person that you're getting married to say, now I'm starting my own relationship. I don't want to say family, because the Bible differentiates very clearly between marriage and family.
Mm.
And family comes as a direct result of a marriage. So if the marriage is good, and there's good, and remember, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge.
Mm.
So if you don't know how God designed marriage and how he created marriage and how he designed it to function, then you will bring other things like culture and other things into the marriage.
Mm.
And ultimately, you become confused yourself. And everyone else in the marriage becomes confused. And then the family begins to gain access. You know, like I said, it doesn't really matter where you physically stay. You could be in your own house. You could be staying with your parents. You could be staying wherever. The issue is this. As black people, as they bring up that particular subject, we don't believe in releasing our children when they grow older.
Mm.
We believe that, you know, we want to show them love by keeping them next to us.
Mm.
But secondly, there is also a belief that when I raise a child, that child must grow up to work for me and serve me and do things for me.
Mm.
That makes it very difficult for parents to let go of their children, which is why the insistence on having access to the marriage home will always be there.
Mm.
For as long as these kind of approaches are allowed to prevail.
Yeah.
So what we need to do then is to say, let's look at things biblically.
Mm.
What does the word of God say?
Mm.
And let's follow the word of God, and let's obey the word of the Lord. That is the one way and the only way, actually, that we'll be able to find the solution, because it will bring an understanding of what it means to get married, what it is that we are getting ourselves into. And it will then, you know,
set marrying couples at liberty to say, we are starting a new life together.
Yeah, all right. Here's a, this one, I think, for me, it's encouraging, from Leticia Leandra Malchus. And she says, good afternoon, my sister. My son, or my son's mother-in-law, was diagnosed with breast cancer last Friday. Funny enough how some life can change in a wink of an eye. I was there escorting her. The pain and the look on her face, it's indescribable. I thank God for allowing me to be with her at that time. I could have just put her hand in mine and tell her that she's not alone. I will be with her every step of the way because God is on our side. To those who's fighting cancer, okay, now she's also talking to people fighting cancer, you can beat thus. May the Lord's eyes always shine upon you, his mercies endure forever. Endures forever. May God also be with you, and we thank you that you are showing us that it's possible for in-laws to even work together and to have love in that space, Muruti. And so, yeah, may the hand of the Lord really be with you as you'll be walking this journey with your son's mother-in-law. So it's two mother-in-laws walking this journey together. That's just amazing. I believe it will even bring the children much closer together, Muruti.
Amen. Yeah, no, indeed. Look, we thank God for his mercy and his grace and for helping the family and helping everyone involved. And we continue to pray for the family and trust God to, you know, continually shower them with his mercy and his grace.
Yeah. All righty, then. Let me take another family member on the line. Hello to you, family.
Ngicela ukukhululo baba inkosi angayicabangi ngendlela ayicabange ngayo alright abantu ngikhuluma ngabo ukuthi na umama zala uyohlala nomkwenyana umama ukuthi na ufresh usathandana namanje ulandwa ngama boyfriend khona le yebo
yo
we understand
yo.
We must remember the Bible says ukuthi na kuTimothy lethi umuntu amakangabekwa kwelist yabafelokazi before ahlanganisa i-6 lo ni-6 akakabe naye imijo isashisa bad
okay
ngoba usathandana
okay
so ngikhulula nje bamkhosi ukuthi ayacabanga ukuthi lo gogo obambe induku hhayi akusabo gogo abambe induku
Mara, okay, that and Makamu, thank you. Mfundisi has two scenarios now. Thank you so much. Muruti, now that Makamu was referring to a wife, mother, I mean, a young mother-in-law who's not yet even 50. Apparently, she has people picking her up at her son's-in-law's place, like guys who are dating her. That's a tough one. your take?
Look, I think my answer remains the same. When we understand,
do things God the godly way.
Yes.
Okay.
When we understand the word of God, it helps us. We cannot go wrong. These kind of things are happening because, a lot of people don't know the word of God and they don't understand the word of God. If you look at Matthew chapter 15, just quickly, the Pharisees were accusing the disciples of Jesus for eating without washing their hands. And then in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 15, Jesus answers and says, but he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So, you cannot mix the two. You either follow the one and forsake the other, or you turn your back on the other and pursue this one. So you either stay with the word or you stay with culture and tradition.
Okay.
But the two cannot be mixed.
The two cannot be mixed. Now, whose responsibility is it? I mentioned earlier on that some teachings mention that it's the husband's responsibility to make sure that both of them are protected from both sides. It's so the wife can relax because her husband has got her back. Neither will her mom become trouble, nor his mom. So whose responsibility is it, Murutu?
It's actually their responsibility.
Both.
Equally, both.
Uh-huh.
And when talking about that responsibility,
the
responsibility there comes in the way of each individual working on themselves to establish themselves in the Word of God, number one. And then to make sure that they become godly. Remember in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul says to Timothy, exercise yourself in godliness. And prior to that statement, he says, do not pay attention to old wives' fables. And so now, you know, we must get ourselves, when you prepare yourself to get married, you've got to prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, in every other way, which equip yourself even with the knowledge of the Word of God to understand exactly who you are and to understand what God is saying to us as believers and what God is saying about marriage. Then when we come into the marriage, we now both have an equal responsibility to be faithful to the Word. We have an equal responsibility to look into each other and into the marriage exactly as God commands us.
So we are both stewards in this marriage. We're protecting this precious thing that God has given unto us and entrusted us with. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break and then come back with Prophet Ledwell Zawadi.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.